Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
So, Todd, another Amityville installment.
I'm just waiting to see if you go full Karen on it.
I might
go full Karen. Do you want to speak to SRS's manager?
I may want to speak to SRS's manager. That might happen, Ron Bond.
I'll throw it right off the top. I have a Karen story from the last week when I was out of town in Indiana. I took my boy to the Dollar Tree because I can get him like cheap dollar toys that are to break 20 minutes, but whatever, it makes him happy. And I got to look for some Blu-rays too, or DVDs and Blu-rays.
Todd, so, those who get it will get it, but I need you in a golf cart. Just it's got to happen. Okay. It's got to happen just to pop me at one point.
But yeah, so I'm checking out, and I forgot. The wife asked me to get a pool noodle because there's some hack where you can do it for snow and put it on your wipers. So I went back in to grab it, and I got in line, and then I paid. And then as I was leaving, I grabbed the kid. And I was like, all right, we're going. The lady behind me just like walked up to the cashier and was like, can I speak to your manager? And she was like, oh, what can I do? Can I speak to your man? I was like, fuck, I want to stay and watch, but I gotta go. Like, she wouldn't answer. That's all she would say.
I mean, you kind of give the person a second to, like, address whatever issue you have. I mean, unless you just, like, slap them across the face or something. I mean, you know, I don't know. Yeah. There have been some cases where people have called Karen where I would say it's not justified. Actually, I'll give you the perfect example since you had one. There was actually a neighborhood dispute here, and it was this lady that was letting her dog shit in everybody's front lawn. And she's been people have actually taken pictures. She's got like one of those long leashes, right, just sitting there and walking off. And it's like a small dog. I guess that makes it okay. And turned into like a big thing. And she was like throwing Karen around for the person taking a picture. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to go the Karen route. Like, if you just let, if you can't, hey, look, it happens. I have dogs. I love dogs. But if you just walk away,
yeah,
you don't have a bag or something, I'm not going to come out and yell at you. It's a dog. Nature calls. But I'm going to say, Karen, I get it. Maybe we all turn a little bit Karen as we get older.
You've seen it happen with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was fully at Sonic because those cocksuckers could still eat a dick for that bullshit.
Yeah. Todd was mad at Sonic. I don't want it. Like, I think you were like that close. No, cancel it.
Yep. I was like, and then she tried to put it back on my card. I was like, nah, I don't trust you enough to do that. I want cash back. And she was like, I don't think we can do that. I want cash back. I was not fucking around.
Well, I don't. I mean, like, at that point, it's like, you know, it's cold, number one.
No, that's where they lost me. They waited forever. It was like 30 minutes at least. And I pushed the buzzer to ask them. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And then they bring the food out, and it's fucking ice cold.
Yeah, and it was a fairly big order, too, I think.
If it would have been, it was just me and you. If it would have been hot.
That's fairly big order. No, no.
If it would have been hot, I would have, it all would have been forgotten. I would have let it go, yeah, we waited too long, but fuck it, we got our food, and it was warm. But, yeah.
You know what? There's a couple really good things at Sonic, but as a whole, what do you call Sonic overrated?
They have good, like, ice cream things, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, good shakes and everything. And, I mean, tater tots, but tater tots are...
It's hard to fuck up tater tots, yeah.
But beyond that, like, burgers,
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They're fine.
But the fact that we're not talking about the movie, I don't know. What does that mean, Dan?
Yes, we are... It does tie in because we are reviewing Amityville Karen. It had to happen from director Sean C. Phillips, a.k.a. Cool Duder, a fellow YouTuber. And although I never worked with him directly, I think I have met him at a convention forever ago, but I never worked with him directly. But I was in a couple movies technically with him. Yes. And but don't know him personally, so you're getting the honest review. So yes. So in this one, an angry and entitled Karen turns murderous when she becomes possessed by an evil spirit. I'll elaborate on that a little bit more. When stealing a cursed bottle of wine from a struggling local brewery, Karen soon finds that the price to pay is far more dangerous than your average hangover. Everyone in her path becomes prey, and not even a manager can be called to stop her. So I'll say this, as far as gimmicks go, because these are all basically, not all, but this wave, this recent ultra-low budget wave, all basically meme movies. As a concept, you know what? Good B-movie concept. But, you know, Amityville in the Hood was a good concept. So we'll see if this one, lives up to it. So, all right, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off fast. When it comes to making movies, Cool Duder's great with his Blu-ray updates. this is not good. It's not good. Is it the worst of the worst? No. Amityville Mount Misery Road, so far, is the king of the dung pile.
And that's pretty bad considering it beat the Hood Approved movie, too. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen our Amityville in the Hood review, I could only allow it on Patreon. That's how bad it was.
And I've got a dog going absolutely ballistic, and I'm not even going to try and stop it. I don't know what the problem is.
Up Amityville in the Hood and Mount Misery Road.
I was going to say he got a hold of the wine and he wants to speak to the manager too. Man, the lead actress, you know, pretty talented for the most part. I mean, you know, she felt a little bit, I kind of view Karen like 40, 50-ish more for me. I guess they don't have to be, but every Karen encounter I've had has usually been at least 40s into their 50s. I don't know about you. I don't know if she was like the best pick for the Karen. We get James Duval, who he's actually in this a little bit. I kind of feel like just walked around and tapped random people on the shoulder and just like, remember Donnie Darko? I was in that.
And I'm going to tell you straight up, because it's honestly the era of these women are the term Karen is thrown at. It's obviously not from our generation, because if they knew anything, because 40-year-old is like the beginning of the Karen stand.
Yeah.
They would be Amityville Heathers. So they kind of fucked that one because.
There you go.
Yeah. If you get it, you get it.
This just, very little of the humor landed, almost nothing.
Runtime, for a meme movie, and that's what this would definitely fall under.
What was the runtime? It was
An hour and 44 minutes.
Yeah, Cool Duder, man.
72 minutes, that's maximum on a meme movie, and that's long.
Yeah. I'm also going to call out, I think director's got a foot fetish thing going maybe here. You know, a little Tarantino foot stuff going on.
I'm just going to say he better not steal your hat gimmick because he needs
one. There you go, YouTube feud. he's been around a
lot. He's going to be like, well, that guy should stick to reviewing movies, not making them. It's all right. Hit him up too. Me and Pug's coming soon. Watch out, Cool Dude.
I'll just stir the shit. There's a weird, there's like an old one. There's a weird foot video on his channel too. And I'm not shit talking. Look, yeah, he's like an original YouTuber. More power to the guy. He found something that worked for him, and that's great. Stick to that, please. Well, no, I have a couple good things to say, though, in all fairness. Lilith Stabs. I don't know if everybody will a lot of people will remember the name, but, you know, Scream Queen. Don't get to see her too often.
Wasn't she in that Mega Scorpions?
I think she might have been Cremains, an anthology.
Okay.
From way back in the day. It was just kind of cool seeing her. There's a few familiar faces. It's way too long. There's like that extended ending. Not the ending, but just that extended newsreel thing. There's so much that you could have just cut that would have made this go down a little bit easier. There's some decent enough performances. Some people are terrible, but there are some decent performances to be had in here. But camera work, just that there's a lot. It sucks. I'll be honest. It does suck. But it doesn't suck as hard as Mount Misery Road or Amityville in the Hood.
Can say honestly, as much as it hurts me, I liked In the Hood better than this. I think I laughed more, but of course it wasn't the parts for laugh. They're pretty neck and neck. I wouldn't recommend either of them.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell some people are having fun making this. Like, and I get that. Sometimes that can maybe enhance the experience with these types of movies. It didn't here. It was long.
This or Amityville in Space?
Oh, no, Amityville in Space would be the better movie.
I agree. Yeah. That's where I was moving towards.
I mean, again, we're not talking a super high bar here for some of these recent Amityvilles.
I didn't even know what our top Amityville of the... Oh, wait. Uprising is probably, out of the ones we've done on this show, is probably the most...
Oh, the zombie thing? Yeah, no, that was fine. Yeah. I mean, I try not to shit on these. I understand the work that goes into getting anything made. And, I'm not trying to give a participation trophy. But, look, you finish, you edit, you get a movie out there. That's great, except Amityville Mount Misery Road. That should have just been deleted off the hard drive. But Todd, do I be an asshole right now? You decide.
Oh, yes. I don't even know what it is. Absolutely right. Be an asshole.
So there is a certain... I'm not speaking of anybody in particular. There is a certain point when a gentleman, I guess you're fairly lucky. I don't think your hair is thinning out too much. Maybe it is a little bit. I don't know. Can't really tell with you. There is a point where you just shave your head.
I said he needs a hat gimmick. he used to wear, and you know what? Honestly, he used to wear his baseball cap. Why not? Why didn't he just wear like I guess he wasn't a chef. So a chef hadn't worked.
I don't know what's going on there. I don't understand.
But you know what? Honestly, it was okay for the character. It works, I guess.
I don't think it's for the character.
No. I it's not. But I'm saying for the wine guy, I could see that working. And you know what? This is all coming from Dan, so he's allowed to.
There you go. I don't shave my beard. You keep it. You keep it. You know how many times it's like, you look homeless. You look like a Neanderthal. Well, fuck you. I'm going to keep it. So, you know what?
It's all right. In about 2002, I kept getting called a terrorist. So it happens.
There you go.
Came back. So it was perfect.
You got that Amityville Karen money. You tell them all to suck a dick.
Right. Hey, it's one that people that don't even watch this kind of stuff, like, know the name of. Like, it was all over Facebook. It is, you know, I don't know how many sales it generated, but I'm sure it got a few rentals.
Honestly, this shit probably, they're making them for a reason.
Yeah.
When
this hits Tubi, it'll get clicks out the ass.
Yeah, I think we're a little more obviously hip to this stuff, but there's curiosity. I've called out bad filmmakers recently. Not Sean C. Phillips. He hasn't done I haven't seen enough that he's directed to like call him a bad filmmaker. I think this movie is bad.
Well, here's the thing, though, and that's the thing. I think, yes, it's a bad movie, but it's never not trying to be one. And if we weren't isolated watching this, and there was three or four of us, there's enough to have a good time with, I think, with the group. There's enough to make fun of in the movie to make it fun.
Yeah, maybe for roast night, maybe you could get through this. And Mount Misery Road would be tough even. It's like when we tried to do Axum on Patreon. Like, that movie is just, like, nothing happens at different points. Like, it's just, like...
I might rather watch Axum than that. Probably because I can't hear or see half of it, but...
Yeah.
Goddamn HD video. I have to see every horrible frame of Mount Misery Road.
But you know what? Hey. Yeah. Just you got to learn to make cuts. There's some dialogue that stretches on and on and on. You got to learn to chop that down a little bit. Something like Amityville Karen. Guys, it shouldn't be more than 70. And hey, we've had some longer movies recently that we have given good reviews to. But even some of those, like, you know, you could still lose, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, and it'll tighten it up. And yeah, I'm trying to come up with, I do think, and Lauren Francesca is the name of the actress that played Karen. I little miscast, but I thought she was good. You know, James Duvall's a pro. Don't know why he's, I mean, it's not new, but he's like just randomly showed up in some like super low budget stuff. And I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why Hollywood's not calling as often. It's weird, but yeah, everybody else, like I said, shout out Lilith Stabs. That was cool. And that's probably the best thing about the movie. Just seeing a indie scream queen that I don't get to see too often. Oh, and there are boobs. Brief, but yep. There's a few boobs here. I always award a point for that because there's nothing worse than like some of these directors that will make something like a slumber party, like seedy slumber party movie, and then have nothing that you look for in that.
I wonder if it's this generation of get off my lawn, this generation of young filmmakers who don't even have like the, I don't want to say the balls, but the balls to ask these, you know, to deliver these things that should be in this genre. I just think a lot of them don't even want to approach the subject.
I think you're right there to a degree. Now, when you're talking about movies that you're shooting for, you know, usually like a lot of times under $5,000, or 10 grand, whatever, you know, sometimes a lot less than that, you might as well. But I'll say this, like nowadays, like, you know, I shot some stuff. I mean, I've never directed anything, but I've been on sets where there's some stuff being shot on screen that now, if I were directing it, I don't know. I'd be a little nervous. So I see that side of it too.
Cast me down there on the page so they know what they're getting into.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Rule one, yeah. Trauma, fill the nude seats first.
Because then that is, yeah, that is great advice. That's old, but great advice.
And then if they don't do it, you find someone else. It's that look, simple. You had an issue.
We had an issue because it was, and I still don't know exactly what happened, but my understanding is, had shot the nude scene. Now, at least we had it shot, but regretted it. And unfortunately, we still needed stuff. So it was like one of those, fuck, she's not coming back. The scene still ended up in there, but we had to recast the act. It was horrible. So yeah, always make sure, like,
really, shoot the nude scenes first. Just do it.
Yes, yes. Shoot that first, and yeah, it depends on the situation, though. That can still fuck you if it's a lead that regrets it and then doesn't come back. But yeah, so I've been there. But anyways, well, side rants about just indie filmmaking in general. So again, I've shit on this one a lot, but not.
Yet you were nicer about it than you were like a Halloween Kills. Go figure.
I probably would watch it again over that. You know what? there are boobs. There's some decent. I feel generous, and I'm gonna give it 1 star.
All right. Some of the stuff was humorous. I'm 1.5. I think if you have a group of people, some enhancement to of your choice, I think there's a good time talking shit on this dumb movie. I don't think it's gonna. I don't think you're gonna love it or anything of the sort. But I think there is fun to be had with the right group of people.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, riff tracks night, maybe. But yeah, this is bad. The writing's bad. But it has at least a couple things. You get him next time, Cool Duder.
I'll watch whatever he does next, you know. I'm open to whatever.
Well, I believe he's got a couple more Amityville movies, so we'll have a couple.
Please stop making Amityville movies. God damn it.
We're going to just start a series, Cool Duder Reviews. So there you go.
Do I have to tag Cool Duder in this thing now?
I don't think I'm sending him the review, but he doesn't care what we think.
I know.
Oh, and I'm not being a dick. Like, congratulations on getting a movie out, though. Like, because I understand that can be a nightmare at times.
I'm rooting for that. You'll that one that you know is going to click and. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. So
he might have it in him. Look, I'm not even gonna. We've thrown out names before. There's a couple in particular. I'm not saying they can't, but they really should listen to criticism. And
one of them did, and put nudity in future films.
Yeah, and it's not just about that. But like, if you're gonna make a lot. If you're gonna make a movie called Fuck It, if you're gonna make a.
So, I don't want to put this one Patreon exclusive again.
All right, just, if you're going to make a sex comedy.
Okay, I'll out.
With a very, like, I mean, a sex comedy with the title. Make the fucking sex comedy. What are you doing?
We didn't get it. I know. Let's move along and get the hell out of here.
We didn't get it. All right, so that's all we got for you. And, I want to do some Sasquatch movies now. I need an Amityville break. Good night. We love you. I'm Fleshwood. No, can't do it. I was going to impersonate him. Not going to do it because I can't.
There, you just take your hat off. Good evening.